You get her?
I don't know. Wish I could have seen her faces.
Few moments frozen in time have had the lasting emotional impact of the image snapped by Associated Press photographer Joe Rosenthal on February 23, 1945. It was atop Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima, the Pacific island where a pitched battle had begun a few days earlier as thousands of U.S. Marines stormed ashore to face highly trained and well-dug-in Japanese soldiers. By the battle's fifth day, the Americans had taken Suribachi, and a small U.S. flag was hoisted there on the island's highest point, a mere 166 meters above the beachhead. The command post sent a larger flag to the windswept hilltop, and the job of raising it fell to five Marines and a Navy corpsman, or medic, who just happened to be there at the moment. They fastened it to a length of water pipe, and struggling against the wind and the weight, they lifted the pipe up and planted it in the rocky soil. Just before the pipe was vertical, with the banner flapping in the breeze, Rosenthal took the picture that became an indelible symbol of wartime determination. Flags of Our Fathers tells the stories of three of those flag raisers who survived what turned out to be the most vicious battle of the war in the Pacific, Ira Hayes, Rennie Gagnon, and John Bradley, whose son, James Bradley, wrote the book on which the film is based.
Now, here are the men you've been waiting to meet, working on me here, the heroes of Iwo Jima.
When Washington saw the public response to the photo, officials brought the men home and sent them on a cross-country publicity tour to raise money through the purchase of war bonds. They were paraded out at town squares, sports stadiums, and formal receptions, but through it all, the men rejected the hero label.
As far as us being the heroes of Iwo Jima, that's just not the case. We really didn't do much at all. We put up a flag. Pole we attached it to was heavy, so it took a number of us. We had our picture taken doing it. The real heroes are dead on that island. We'd appreciate it if you bought bonds in honor of them. Thank you.
Director and producer Clint Eastwood says his goal was to portray what really happened to the men on Iwo Jima and afterward.
I wasn't setting out to do a war movie. I've been involved with a few as an actor, but I like this, and because it was just a study of these people, and I've always been curious about families who find out things about their relatives much after the fact, and the kind of people, and I've talked to many vets of this campaign and many other campaigns, and the ones who seemed to be the most in the front lines and have been through the most seem to be the ones who are the quietest about their activity.
Corpsman John Bradley, doc to the Marines on the island, was one of those who rarely spoke, even to his family, about the battle or the flag raising. Ryan Phillippe plays Bradley in the film and calls it the best experience of his acting career.
There are so many things about it that will stay with me forever as far as like the physical making of the movie, the production of it, but also, just the opportunity it gave me to pay tribute to the men of that generation and to my grandfathers who fought in this war. And very rarely do you get to do something that has that much personal meaning to you and that feels that important.
Jesse Bradford plays Rennie Gagnon, and Adam Beach co-stars as Ira Hayes, the Marine holding the base of the flagpole in the photo. He was a Native American, a Pima Indian from Arizona, and Beach, a Canadian-born member of the Ojibwe Nation, says he knew of the real man long before he was cast in the role.
Growing up, I think everybody knows about Ira Hayes. In America, regarding World War II, there's two iconic images, the Code Talkers and Ira Hayes, the flag raiser. Those are the two images.
In the 2002 film Wind Talkers, Beach played one of the Navajo, whose language proved to be an unbreakable code during World War II. And like that part, the actor says Ira Hayes was much more than just another role to him.
I was at a youth conference, and I came upon a painting, and it had the Code Talkers and Ira and the flag, and I was like, oh my God, I represent those images. And I put my head down going like, oh my God, yes, there is a huge responsibility in that, to be a part of what our people look up to as an honor of making what America is today. You know, it's really, for me, playing Ira was a meaningful relationship, I would call it, trying to find out how he thought and felt.
I can't take them calling me a hero. All I did was try not to get shot. Some of the things I saw done, things I did, they weren't things to be proud of, you know?
Filmmaker Eastwood is following Flags of Our Fathers with a second film to be released in 2007, Letters from Iwo Jima, depicting the battle and its aftermath from the Japanese perspective. Flags of Our Fathers features Barry Pepper as Sergeant Mike Strank, Joseph Cross as Franklin Sousley, and Benjamin Walker plays Harlan Block, the three flag raisers who did not survive Iwo Jima. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.